Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man. You know, we ain't growing with much. A lot of struggle, a lot of pain. But through all that, he hold us down.
Don't be here.
because he loves us, man. And he gave his all for us, bruh. Amen.
Problem, they lacking the literal faith. Imagine the stakes of this great broken society. Look at his face. Tissue for issues and tears for the fears. I pray for them souls that's rejecting the word. Seeking my vision is clear. Geeking to put the word all in your ear. Warriors saved by the blood of the Christ. You were surrender, not drilling. I'm reading Ezekiel feet and I'm drinking the fountain of life. No need for coughing or worse in the fight. Pray for the cop to be taking us out. He do not know what the hell is about. With the worms and the maggots that live in your mouth. Surrounded by light as I enter the corridor. Jesus the majesty, he is Lord. Staying in the manger, oh, on the cross. Mercy, Goliath, the demon boy. In the crazy deliver, and I do not shiver when I sense a demon. I pray for discernment as long as you're grieving, and you cannot earn it. Salvation is given, believe. Faith over logic and reason, illuminate nothing. Deceived by the Lucifer bluffing, that's in the discussion. Jesus returning with fire, yes, Rob returning with the fire. Only Son of God, telling you the alien. Imagine the stakes of this great broken society. Look at his face. Tissue for issues and tears for the fears. I pray for them souls that's rejecting the word. Seeking my vision is clear. Geeking to put the word all in your ear. Warriors saved by the blood of the Christ. You are surrendered, not drilling. I'm reading Ezekiel feet and I'm drinking the fountain of life. No need for coughing or worse in the fight. Pray for the cop to be taking us out. He do not know what the hell is about. With the worms and the maggots that live in your mouth. Surrounded by light as I enter the corridor. Jesus the majesty, he is Lord. Staying in the manger or on the cross. Mercy, Goliath, the demon boy. In the grace you deliver, and I do not shiver when I sense a demon. I pray for discernment as long as you're grieving, and you cannot earn it. Salvation is given, believe. Faith over logic and reason, illuminate nothing. Deceived by the Lucifer bluffing, that's in the discussion. Jesus returning with fire, yes, Rob returning with the fire. Only Son of God, telling you the alien, the fraud. Sharpen with the word, cause it cut like a sword. But it heals through the Lord, no lie. For the real faith, no fear, this life.
Screaming from the wild that you don't hear me. Breathing through the trial, I let the other way. Touch my life and this survival show. Jesus got the power, 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 power. Screaming from the wild, but you don't hear me. Come on, breathe it through this crowd. I let the other way up. Besides, touch my life and this survival show.
Stay in the word, faith in the word. What has occurred? Open it up. I'm telling the truth. Pray over you, Satan the coward. He get devoured in this final hour. Jesus the power. We wrestle the spirit, open the earth with the lyrics. And what is they getting at? Instead of the scriptures, they craving the image of fame. Repentance and seeking his name. Late night praying over his sins made. Hear what he say. He say what he want. Ha, you will command. This is the plan. A soldier at war, deep in the trench. Hand, look to the right hand. Yeah. Situated close to the Father. Right. On a mission, we can witness to the rich and the poor. On the corner, stay in line and order. Right. And if the world will freak come for us, Yeshua coming back with the horses and the scorpions. And they do stay for the 5 months. Revelation ain't no movie.
Screaming from the wild, but you don't hear me. Breathing through this crowd, I let the air away. Besides, that's my life and this survival show. Jesus got the power, 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 power.
Raising the casket, critical drastic, pinnacle massive, dodging disaster. Jesus returning with the earth stop all on the atlas. This ain't the regular. You can just miss it. Religion is not what I do over here. Crushing, destroying the fear. Breaking it down in the scripture, the picture. The enemy falling is power. The majesty loving us graciously. Mercy is given. The wisdom is plentiful. Taking the patience. The fruit of the spirit is nourishing, flourishing. Given by faith what it takes. Wrestle the lions, the tigers, the spirits. Pray going up and they wire the lyrics. Telling my heart and he quiet my spirit. Giving the peace and I war with the beast.
soldier, I stick to the scripture. Write it in stone, touched by the power, all in the zone. Watching the seraphim fall. Pray for your enemy, pray for your soul. Pray for the script, add any lift. Welcome to warfare with Lucifer foe. Touched by the fire, I spit some cold.
Mike check. 1212, what's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you, much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We up in the building. Like we always do about this time. We on that hip hop Bible study, little buddy. I'm your homie Oasis. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, today we are here to feed on and grow from God's word. Yeah, we're gonna feed on. We're going to grow from God's word. Yeah, spiritual food. Yeah, that part. Faith comes by hearing the word of the Almighty, Most High God. Yeah, feed our spirits. That's what we should be doing, everybody. There's too many other people chasing them physical means, hey? All right. And neglecting the spirit, but yeah, feed your spirit with this word of God. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by the word of God. The scriptures for this broadcast, part one will be Judges chapter 17. Part two will be Isaiah chapter 23. Part three will be 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Again, the scriptures for this broadcast, part one, Judges chapter 17. Part two, Isaiah chapter 23. Part three, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Father, for bringing us throughout the day. Thank you for bringing us throughout to where we are at this point in our lives, Father. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for everyone who tunes in to hear from you, Father. Thank you for feeding our spirit. Thank you for feeding and growing our faith. Continue to just have your way in our lives. Continue to develop your will. Yeah, let your will be done and your kingdom come on earth, Father, in our lives too, Father, as it is in heaven. Get all the glory from our lives. We receive your love. We receive your mercy. We receive your grace. We receive your forgiveness. And we receive your Son, Jesus. Oh, and we receive your Holy Spirit. We receive the truth. You know, your word is truth. And sanctify us by your truth. Have your way continuously in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, y'all. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Again, shout out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We in the building. We on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. And you can go ahead and turn over to Judges chapter 17. We about to get it in. Go ahead and we're going to jump in and start off with part one. So you can go ahead and turn to Judges chapter 17 or pull up Judges chapter 17 on your electronic device there or what have you. Judges chapter number 17, and I'm going to meet you there in a few. All right. Books by Joshua Oasis. Grant, 2 books. All right. If you want these books, just Google Joshua Oasis Grant. You got a workbook and you got a book that you can read. All right. So the workbook is designed for you to write in. The workbook is called When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, interactive workbook / study guide. $13.49 in the paperback version if you want that. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ workbook. All right. Also, Look to Me. Look to Me is $11.49 in the paperback version if you want that. All right. To purchase, again, just Google Joshua Oasis Grant. Go through ZulinePress.com bookstore. Thanks for your purchase. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it. All right, we're ready for Judges. Chapter number 17. Part one for this hip-hop Bible study. Judges chapter number 17. Let's get it. Let me remind you, read this scripture to you. Remind you what to do on a daily basis. Daily dwell on God's promises to you. Daily dwell on God's promises to you. It don't say daily dwell on the news lying to you. It don't say that. Yeah, God don't want you to daily dwell on these people who promise you stuff and can't do nothing. But God wants us to daily dwell on his promises to us. Hide them in your heart. Yeah, his promises to us. Hide them in your heart and always remember, not one word has failed of all his good promise. Has he ever let you down? Remember, he has never let you down. And say this, God loves me. Yeah, say that every day. God loves me. I am his. Yeah, I belong to him. And he is well pleased with me. That's right. Mm-hmm. So now we're ready for Judges chapter 17. Verse number 1. says, now there was a man from the mountains of Ephraim whose name was Micah. And he said to his mother, the 1,100 shekels of silver that were taken from you and on which you put a curse, even saying it in my ears, here is the silver with me. I took it. And his mother said, may you be blessed by the Lord, my son. So when he had returned the 1,100 shekels of silver to his mother said, I had wholly dedicated the silver from my hand to the Lord for my son. I dedicated this silver from my hand to the Lord for my son to make a carved, what is it, to make a carved image and a molded image. Now, therefore, I will return it to you. Wait, I got to read that again. Stop the music. Stop the prayer. Hold on, wait. We'll be Judges chapter 17, verse 3. So when he had returned the 1,100 shekels of silver to his mother said, I had wholly dedicated the silver from my hand to the Lord for my son to make a carved image, and a molded image. Now, therefore, I will return it to you. Oh, man. Something going on right there. I gave it to you, the silver, to make an image. What? He messing up. They messing up right there. Let's keep reading. Judges chapter 17, verse 4. Thus he returned the silver to his mother. Then his mother took 200 shekels of silver and gave them to the silversmith, and he made it into a carved image and a molded image. And they were in the house of Micah. And see, what happens is they make these statues or what have you, and then they start worshiping these statues. Yeah, the image. Took it to a silversmith. He made the image for them. All right, first of all, she dedicated it, you know, to the Lord for her son to make an image. Like, what the? Let's keep reading, though. Judges chapter 17. Verse 5 says, the man Micah had a shrine and made an ephod and household idols. So he had a shrine, he made an ephod, and he also made household idols, and he consecrated one of his sons who became his priest. Copycat, though. Copying the Lord's system, but honoring an image instead, idols instead. Verse 6, Judges chapter 17, verse number 6 says, in those days there was no king in Israel. Look at that. In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Look like what's kind of going on right now. Yeah, they're doing what's right in their own eyes. But how many of us are going to continue to do what's right in God's eyes? That's right. Come, Lord Jesus. Judges chapter 17, verse 7 says, now there was a young man from Bethlehem in Judah, of the family of Judah. He was a Levite and was staying there. The man departed from the city of Bethlehem in Judah to stay wherever he could find a place. Then he came to the mountains of Ephraim to the house of Micah as he journeys. Interesting. All right. Judges chapter 17, verse 9 says, and Micah said to him, where do you come from? So he said to him, I am a Levite from Bethlehem in Judah, and I am on my way to find a place to stay. Verse 10 says, Micah said to him, dwell with me and be a father and a priest to me. The same one. We just made these idols. Let's see how this is going to go. Verse 10, Judges chapter 17. Micah said to him, dwell with me and be a father and a priest to me, and I will give you 10 shekels of silver per year. I'm going to hook you up for you per year now. A suit of clothes and your sustenance. So the Levite went in. He made it sweet to him. I'm going to give you 10 shekels of silver a year, and I'm going to give you clothes and sustenance, so food too. Verse 11 says, then the Levite was content to dwell with the man, and the young man became like one of his sons to him. So Micah consecrated the Levite, and the young man became his priest and lived in the house of Micah. Then Micah said, now I know that the Lord will be good to me since I have a Levite as a priest. We're going to keep reading, man, because I don't want to stop right there. Let's go to Judges chapter 18. Yeah, let's get it in. Judges chapter 18. Let's go continue with this story. Judges chapter 18, verse 1 says, "In those days there was no king in Israel, and in those days the tribe of the Danites was seeking an inheritance for itself to dwell in. For until that day, their inheritance among the tribes of Israel had not fallen to them." Wow. So that's the Danites. One of the tribes of Israel. All right, verse 2. Judges chapter 18, verse 2 says, "So the children of Dan sent 5 men of their family from their territory, men of valor, from Zorah and Eshtaol, to spy out the land and search it. They said to them, 'Go search the land.' So they went to the mountains of Ephraim, to the house of Micah, and lodged there." Everybody going to Micah's house, huh? Verse 3, "While they were at the house of Micah, they recognized the voice of the young Levite. They turned aside and said to him, 'Who brought you here? What are you doing in this place? What do you have here?' He said to them, 'Thus and so Micah did for me.'" Yeah, Micah did this for me. Micah did that for me. "He has hired me, and I have become his priest." Verse 5, Judges chapter 18. "So they said to him, 'Please inquire of God.'" Mm-hmm. See why we got to keep reading? Because we have to inquire of God. God told us to acknowledge him in all of our ways. All right, that goes to every human. Yeah, to man. "Acknowledge me in all your ways." And then he says, "I'm acquainted with all of your ways." Our part is to acknowledge him in all of our ways. It's not his fault that we left him out of, you know, football, baseball, basketball. Okay. Run through that Our Father prayer real quick, don't you? You know what I'm talking about? It ain't his fault that we left him out of all the movies and stuff on TV, and the sitcoms and the TV shows and all that stuff like that. So back to verse 5. "So you best to make sure you inquire of God before you do anything." Verse 5, Judges chapter 18. "So they said to him, 'Please inquire of God, that we may know whether the journey on which we go will be prosperous.' And the priest said to them, 'Go in peace. The presence of the Lord be with you on your way.'" Sound good. Verse 7, "So the 5 men departed and went to Laish. They saw the people who were there, how they dwelt safely in the manner of the Sidonians, quiet and secure. There were no rulers in the land who might put them to shame for anything. They were far from the Sidonians, and they had no ties with anyone." So they out there doing their own thing, living it up, huh? Let's keep reading. Again, appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. We in Judges chapter 18 now. Trying to see what's going on over here with Micah them. All right, and this is not Micah the prophet. This is another Micah. All right. Judges chapter 18. Verse 8 says, "Then the spies came back to their brethren at Zorah and Eshtaol, and their brethren said to them, 'What is your report?' So they said, 'Arise, let us go up against them, for we have seen the land, and indeed it is very good. Would you do nothing? Do not hesitate to go and enter to possess the land. When you go, you will come to a secure people and a large land, for God has given it into your hands, a place where there is no lack of anything that is on the earth.'" Because they was over there living it up. They was living, you know, quiet and secure, and they was dwelling safely. They wasn't bothering nobody. They didn't have no stupid leaders over them trying to lead them into the grave and stuff. Okay. They were living it up. But guess what else they weren't doing? They weren't acknowledging God. So that's why their stuff didn't get taken. Look at this. "God has given it into your hands," verse 10, "a place where there is no lack of anything that is on earth." Verse 11, "And 600 men of the family of the Danites went from there, from Zorah and Eshtaol, armed with weapons of war." Verse 12 says, "Then they went up and encamped in Kirjath-Jearim in Judah. Therefore they called that place Mahana Dan to this day. There it is, west of Kerjeth Jerim, on that west side of Kerjeth Jerim. Mm-hmm. Verse number 13 says, and they passed from there to the mountains of Ephraim and came to the house of Micah. Then the five men who had gone to spy out the country of Laish answered and said to the brethren, to their brethren, do you know that there are in these houses an ephod, household idols, a carved image, and a molded image? Now, therefore, consider what you should do. Now, these things are what God told his people not to make. Don't make no carved image. Don't make no molded image. Okay? Idols, don't worship nothing else but God, is what God told us, right? So Judges 18, verse 15 says, so they turned aside there and came to the house of the young Levite man, to the house of Micah, and greeted him. The 600 men armed with their weapons of war, who were of the children of Dan, stood by the entrance of the gate. Then the five men who had gone to spy out the land went up, entering there. They took the carved image, the ephod, the household idols, and the molded image. The priest stood at the entrance at the gate with the 600 men who were armed with weapons of war. Verse 18. When these went into Micah's house and took the images, the carved image, the ephod, the household idols, and the molded image, the priest said to them, what are you doing? Verse 19. Yeah, I mean, those not real priests. Yeah. Verse 19 says, and they said to him, be quiet, put your hand over your mouth, and come with us. Be a father and a priest to us. Is it better for you to be a priest to the household of one man, or that you be priest to a tribe and a family in Israel? Yeah, they dishonest. They got idols. All right? So you best to make sure you acknowledging God. So they presenting them with some stuff. Come on over here and do this for us, and we got you. Is it better for you to be a priest to the household of one man, or that you be priest to a tribe and a family in Israel? Trying to make that deal sweet to them. But let me tell you something. Stay on assignment of God. Stay on the assignment of God. Verse 20 says, so the priest's heart was glad, and he took the ephod, the household idols, and the carved image, and took his place among the people. He'd rather be comfortable. Is what the people saying. Wait, who you going to listen to? You going to listen to the people? You going to listen to man, or you going to listen to God? Yeah, we shall believe the report of the Lord. We shall obey God. We shall bow down and serve him only. Verse 21. Judges chapter 18, verse 21 says, then they turned and departed and put the little ones, the livestock, and the goods in front of them. When they were a good way from the house of Micah, the men who were in the houses near Micah's house gathered together and overtook the children of Dan. And they called out to the children of Dan, so they turned around and said to Micah, what ails you that you have gathered such a company? So he said, you have taken away my gods. Yeah, little G-O-D and an S on that. You have taken away my gods. Is that right? You're worshiping the wrong thing, cuz. So he said, you have taken away my gods, which I made. See that? You taking away my gods, which I made. Why would you worship something that you made? Think about it, though. People worship things that man makes instead of worshiping the one that made them. So you have taken away my gods, which I made. People worship money. People worship jewelry. You know, people worship cars, people worship houses, all right? People worship women, people worship men. You see what I'm saying? But one worship God. Judges chapter number 18, verse 24 says, so he said, you have taken away my gods, which I made. And the priests and you have gone away. Now, what more do I have? How can you say to me, what ails you? Verse 25 says, and the children of Dan said to him, do not let your voice be heard among us, lest angry men fall upon you and you lose your life with the lives of your household. So watch yourself. Then the children of Dan went their way, and when Michael saw that they were too strong for him, he turned and went back to his house. So they took the things Michael had made and the priests who had belonged to him and went to Laish, to a people quiet and secure, and they struck them with the edge of the sword and burnt the city with fire. They quiet, they secure, they dwelling safely, but they're not acknowledging God. Yeah, that goes for the mentality of, well, I just mind my business. I don't bother nobody. I try to do what's right. But you still ain't acknowledging God. You still ain't received Jesus. Yeah, they burnt their city up. Let me read that verse again. Mm-hmm. So they were secure. They were safe, dwelling in safety. They were quiet and secure, according to verse 7, Judges chapter 18. Now we're in Judges chapter 18, verse 27. Says, so they took the things of Michael and made the priests who had belonged to him and went to Laish. They took the things Michael had made and the priests who had belonged to him and went to Laish, to a people quiet and secure, and they struck them with the edge of the sword and burnt the city with fire. There was no deliverer, right, because they ain't got nobody over them, because it was far from Sidon, they on their own, and they had no ties with anyone. It was in the valley that belongs to Beth Rehob. So they rebuilt the city and dwelt there. And they called the name of the city Dan, after the name of Dan their father, who was born to Israel. However, the name of the city formerly was Laish. Laish, Laish, yeah, you know, somebody. All right, we in verse number 30, finishing up part one. Judges chapter 18, verse 30. Then the children of Dan set up for themselves. Look at Dan now. See what I'm saying? Look at Dan. Then the children of Dan set up for themselves the carved image. And Jonathan, the son of Gershom, the son of Manasseh, and his sons were priests of the tribe of Dan until the day of the captivity of the land. So they set up for themselves Micah's carved image, which he made all the time that the house of God was in Shiloh. They set up themselves the image. Worship the one who made you. Worship the one who made you. Don't worship what you make. Yeah, you make the money. You taking your energy and making money, right? The energy, your inner God. Mm-hmm. I ain't talking about the energy with an E. I'm talking about the energy, I-N-N-E-R, capital G, O-D. You taking your energy and making money, and then you buying stuff that your money making, all coming from your energy. So don't worship what you make. Worship the one who made you. And it ain't no neutral. I don't bother nobody. I'm just going to dwell in safety. I'm going to be over here, you know, quiet, and I ain't going to be tired of nobody. I ain't going to have nobody over me. And man, at least you're supposed to bow down to God. It's okay to lose everybody, you know, on the earth and your family and friends and all that, as long as you're gaining the Lord Jesus. Because you can't love nothing and nobody more than him anyway. So you might have to lose those, and then as long as you're gaining him, you ain't losing nothing. I promise you, even if you lose your job, your income and all that, as long as you're gaining Jesus, you ain't really losing nothing. Like Paul said, I counted all but dung so that I may get to know him. That's greater riches than anything on this earth. Yeah, knowing the Lord and being in his presence. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you again. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We on this hip hop Bible study. Little buddy, we just finished excuse me, part one, which was Judges chapter 17, but it was too short for us, so we had to go into Judges chapter 18 as well. Alright? When we come back, we're going to get into Isaiah chapter number 23, yeah, part 2. Isaiah chapter 23. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I am Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua, and we on this hip hop Bible study. Little buddy, you better start hearing the word and doing what it says. Come, Lord Jesus. Yeah, Jesus is coming.
All right, let's run it back.
Yeah, Mike Jesus.
That's right. It's saying the book of Psalms, make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
That's right.
So you know what?
Let's go.
You finna make a little bit right now.
And turn it up on high. Bumping holy tracks in the back of the Cadillac while we snapping so dramatic. And turn it up on high. Go and start shaking the block. It ain't no stopping. We rocking, keeping it popping. And turn it up on high.
That's what they be hearing when I'm coming to the block. It be like bumping G-O-D and it ain't gonna stop cause we on. Take it to the head for the Lord, yes sir.
Yes, sir.
I really feel it in my nerves, making it hard for me not to serve. As I'm in the parking lot, bumping, feel the bass beneath your feet. I'ma keep on rapping till God is all up in Danny Street. I should've told ya, but if I said it once, I'd say it again. All the way you're gonna make it with God is you gotta play to win. So when you in a Suburban with Donna McClurkin, just turn it up. Kirk Franklin bagging while you're doing your thing, man, just lift them up. Want the Holy Spirit to feel good inside. Let the Spirit take over and enjoy the ride. Yeah, Holy Spirit make it feel good from your head to your feet. Ain't no point in trying to please me. Do what you gotta do for the man to your knees. So you can see why I lift my hands high. I ain't got to lie to the boys around her. Cause if you can't get close to this, I'm really trying to get up in your ear. You might be living in the sky. Anybody got a problem with it? I'ma tell you what, take it up with the man on high. Now as I'm bumping my Alpine, treble up, speakers loud. I'm about to tell you a little secret pertaining my God. Jeremiah caught a fire inside of him and it made him jump. And for me it's like I got 215 bumping off in my trunk. Back then my praise was on low, but now it's up to the maximum. I'm bagging all these demons, let's shout it, my God ain't having it. Think you can handle them? I'd like to see you try. My God, I beat it even down to the ground like it's a baseline. You know there ain't no stopping, so I gotta keep it popping. Rims spinning with the Holy Spirit and plus the beat is knocking. I'm one of the millions of soldiers that's keeping the word alive. But I'ma kill this beat just like it flatline.
And turn it up on high. Bumping holy tracks in the back of the Cadillac while we snapping so dramatic.
Go and start shaking.
do it, the quicker we're gonna get through it, you know. This world is headed for a dead end if we don't pray and ask God to forgive our sins. Salvation still for the nation. We're already living in the book of Revelation. I believe we can make things better. One nation under God, we can do it together. Come on.
Church and every school go back to God, you know, come to Jesus. Yeah, every church and every school, especially churches, boy, anyway, what's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Shout outs to you, much love to you, appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am. All right, we on this Hip Hop Bible study, little buddy. All right, we just finished Judges chapter 17 and 18, so let's go. We'll be going to part two, which is going to be Isaiah chapter number 23. Isaiah chapter number 23, starting at verse number 1. Jumping into part two for this hip hop Bible study, which will be Isaiah chapter number 23. All right, Judges, we in Judges. And then we got Isaiah cracking as well, boy. These books right here ain't nothing to play with. I'm talking about they serious business. They are serious business. Isaiah gets deeper. Pay attention to what the prophet's saying and what God is saying through the prophet. You know? Isaiah is still relevant. Just like Genesis, it's still relevant. All right, then. The New Testament, excuse me, from Matthew to Revelation, is still relevant. The Bible, which is the Word of God, is still relevant. Isaiah chapter 23. We start in verse 1. And I'm looking at the title for chapter 24. It says, Impending Judgment on the Earth. Wow. Judgment on the Earth. The Earth. People on the earth still won't take heed to the warning of God through this coronavirus, because that's what it is. It's a warning from God to the humans, trying to get your attention, letting you know, hey, Jesus is coming. And yeah, hey, that one world order that you've been hearing about, yeah, that Antichrist system, mark of the beast, what the Bible calls it, yeah, that's coming too. Now, who you going with? You can say Jesus all you want to, but who are you going with? Isaiah chapter 23, verse 1. The burden against Tyre. Another burden here. That's about three burdens against him. Isaiah 23, verse 1. The burden against Tyre. Wail, cry out loud. I'm talking about yell when you're crying with this one. You ships of Tarshish. Ships. For it is laid waste. So that there is no house, no harbor. From the land of Cyprus, it is revealed to them. About to lose them resources, huh? Still, you inhabitants of the coastland, you merchants of Sidon. Weren't we just reading about the Sidonianites over there in Judges? Wow. Be still, you inhabitants of the coastland, you merchants of Sidon, you businesses. Yeah, merchants. Merchandise. All right. Merchants, the ones that said that merchandise. So, you merchants of Sidon, be still, whom those who cross the sea have filled. Be still, you inhabitants of the coastland, you merchants of Sidon, whom those who cross the sea have filled. The ones that cross from the sea to buy their merchandise. All right? Fill them up with their money. Verse 3. Isaiah chapter 23, verse 3. And on great waters, the grain of Shior, the harvest of the river, is her revenue. Tell you. And she is a marketplace for the nations. Tell you, business, man. Business, business. But it's something against them. Must not be doing business the right way. Mm-hmm. We go for all businesses to this day. You're not doing business the right way. And you know good and well, you don't hear them telling you when you go to McDonald's, have a good day in Jesus' name. Okay? That ain't God's fault. That's McDonald's them fault. That's the people's fault. He said acknowledge us, acknowledge him in all of our ways, right? That's all I'm saying. Like I said about the football and sports earlier. And then the movies and the TV shows and stuff. Where Jesus at in the TV shows? They got so much immoral stuff going on, and then guess what you be doing? You be watching it, don't you? I believe in Jesus. Let me watch this. What the? All right. Watch what you're watching. Verse 4, Isaiah chapter 23, verse 4. Be ashamed, O Sidon. Yeah, be ashamed, not prideful. Be ashamed, O Sidon, for the sea has spoken. What? The sea has spoken. The strength of the sea, saying, I do not labor nor bring forth children, neither do I rear young men nor bring up virgins. That's what the sea saying. When the report reaches Egypt, they also will be in agony at the report of Tyre. So that's not something good going on. Verse 6 says, cross over to Tarshish. Wail, W-A-I-L. Scream, yell when you're crying with this one. You inhabitants of the coastland. Is this your joyous city whose antiquity is from ancient days? Whose feet carried her far off to dwell, who has taken this counsel against Tyre, the crowning city, whose merchants are princes, whose traders are the honorable of the earth. Verse 9, the Lord of hosts has purposed it to bring to dishonor the pride. God did it to bring to dishonor what? The pride of all her glory. We're going to read verse 9 again. Isaiah chapter 23. Verse 9, because you got to know that God is always working behind the scenes in everything. The Lord of hosts has purposed it to bring to dishonor the pride of all glory, to bring into contempt all the honorable of the earth, because they're honorable. Yeah, they say they're the greatest of all time, but they're not acknowledging the one who's really the greatest of all time. So God's going to bring to dishonor all that pride. Yeah, all the honorable of the earth. The people be, you know, honoring other human beings more than they honor God, the Almighty, man. But God watching the whole thing, and we all got to answer to God. Isaiah chapter 23, verse 10. Overflow through your land like the river, O daughter of Tarshish. There is no more strength. He stretched out his hand over the sea.
He shook the kingdom. The Lord has given a commandment against Canaan to destroy its strongholds. Yeah, the Lord be moving it. When he moving, he ain't playing around. He coming to destroy everything that's not about him and acknowledging him. Because this is his earth. And we were created to worship him. So he is right if he destroy us for not worshiping him. For destroy, he is right. Because we were put on his earth. This is still his earth. We still belong to him. We were made by him. Mouths, eyes, nose, ears, everything, heart, everything to acknowledge him and worship him and praise him. But look at what we're doing with our eyes and our ears and our mouths and nose and mouth. Okay. Get it? Got it? Good. So let me read verse 11 again then. Isaiah chapter 23, verse 11. He stretched out his hand over the sea. Oh my God. He shook the kingdoms. The Lord has given a commandment against Canaan to destroy his strongholds. Verse 12. And he said, you will rejoice no more. O you oppressed virgin daughter of Sidon, arise, cross over to Cyprus. There also you will have no rest. Good grief. Entering a place of no rest. Yeah, you didn't want to receive Jesus. How you think you're going to get peace? Because everything you've been trying to get peace from now is not bringing you peace. You find out that this is not bringing me peace. You ain't getting no peace because every day you wake up and coronavirus is still, I'm talking about getting bigger and bigger and bigger, right? And if you're not acknowledging the Lord, you're getting more scared, and more scared. Yeah, some folks just don't care, but you're going to wish you had. We know that Jesus is coming, but we don't believe that Jesus can come right now, do we? Yeah, some of us do. I'm just saying, as a whole, the world know Jesus is coming. They might not even know no more, but they know Antichrist coming. Yeah, they know the mark of the beast coming. They know the new world order. Yeah, but we know it ain't no new, nothing new under the sun. We not ignorant of Satan's devices. Verse 13, behold the land of the Chaldeans, this people which was not, Assyria founded it, or wild beasts of the desert. They set up its towers, they raised up its palaces, and brought it to ruin. Yep, they set up its towers, they raised up its palaces, and they brought it to ruin. Wail, you ships of Tarshish, for your strength is laid waste. Except the Lord builds it. We labor it in vain in building whatever it is, whether we're trying to build our life, build our career, or build whatever it is you're trying to build. We labor in vain if the Lord not building it. We are here on the earth, created by God and for God. Now, you still living your life for yourself? Mm-mm. Verse 15. Isaiah chapter 23, verse 15 says, now it shall come to pass in that day that Tyre will be forgotten. 70 years according to the days of one king. At the end of 70 years, it will happen to Tyre as in the song of the harlot. Take a harp, go about the city, you forgotten harlot, a forgotten prostitute. Make sweet melody, sing many songs that you may be remembered. But you forgotten, so you got to make sweet melody. Make sweet melody. Sing many songs that you may be remembered. Because, yeah, you forgotten, harlot. Verse 17. And it shall be at the end of 70 years that the Lord will deal with Tyre. She will return to her hire and commit fornication with all the kingdoms of the world. Yeah. Yeah, so you see how fornication is just more, it's more than just sex. Yeah, that got some kind of connection going on, some wicked connection, some connection to some iniquity. You see what I'm saying? She will return to her hire. Remember, it's talking about the merchants, right? Businesses, the revenue in the marketplace over here in verse 2 and 3. So verse 17 says, and it shall be at the end of the 70 years that the Lord will deal with Tyre. She will return to her hire, that's that money, right? That job, whatever, and commit fornication with all the kingdoms of the world. Gonna make all the kingdoms of the world on the face of the earth. Gonna commit fornication with them. That sounds like Revelation 18. Verse 18, Isaiah chapter 23, verse 18 says, her gain and her pay will be set apart for the Lord. It will not be treasured nor laid up, for her gain will be for those who dwell before the Lord to eat sufficiently for fine clothing. So that's the wealth of the wicked laid up for the just right now. You want me to read it again? I'll read it again. I'm going to read verse 17 and 18 again. We finish with part two after I read these two verses. Isaiah chapter 23, verse 17 and 18 says, and it shall be at the end of 70 years that the Lord will deal with Tyre. She will return to her hire and commit fornication with all the kingdoms of the world. One world order. She going to commit fornication with all the kingdoms of the world on the face of the earth. Something that's connected to all the kingdoms, but not for a good reason. Connected to them and committing fornication, right? Being corrupted, in other words. Her gain and her pay will be set apart for the Lord, so she ain't going to even get the pay. The ones that's doing wickedly, right? They're not going to even get the pay. It says, her gain and her pay will be set apart for the Lord. It will not be treasured nor laid up. For her gain, she's not going to benefit from it. Or the one who is, you know, not acknowledging God, not going to benefit from it. The wicked are not going to benefit. All right? Those that wait on God will not be put to shame. The wicked will not benefit. All right? Her gain, her pay will be set apart for the Lord. It will not be treasured nor laid up for her gain. For her gain will be for those who dwell before the Lord to eat sufficiently and for fine clothing. Yeah, God going to take care of you in how you dress. He's going to take care of you in what you eat. Yeah, it's God's job. Yeah, as the shepherd, Jesus Christ, to take care of you and me, the sheep, right? And that's what he's going to do. Yeah, God will provide. Do you know him as a provider, though? Or you be too busy and you know, you get tired of waiting on God, then you got to jump out there and provide for yourself. When hip hop meets the Christ. We're on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. It's your homie Oasis. We'll be right back, man. We just finished up Isaiah chapter 23. You know what I'm talking about? Talking about the merchants and stuff, doing business and corrupting the world, though, the kingdoms of the world. Because this is talking about. It's a burden against them. So they're not for God. And if you're not for God and you're against God, guess what? You just made God against you. When hip hop meets the Christ, we'll be right back.
I'm not proud, what I'm sharing's just a fact of the matter. Moms can back up the data. Never sold crack before, just had cracks in my character. French was my accent, every sentence I was swearing at you. Parked on the bench with my henchmen known for staring at you. Staring up trouble, treble, rebel without a cause. A stone's throw from death, next level about to toss. Never touched a drug, I just thugged and wanted the flaws. Until I met some MCs who presented me with the cross.
That proves life without Christ is bugged out. Cause when you're priceless, you're really lifeless. Like an appliance when the plug's out. When indwelling sin is involved, bad deeds come or good ones are done. Independent of God. And the proof of the pudding is in the living. I used to boo, smoke on the roof, was in the sniffing. While other dudes up in the crew were in the kitchen. Switching, itching, to see if and when the rock was getting litten. Listen and vision is kind of living the Christian. Just living like this and just forgetting this mission. Uh-oh, now hit the double arrow. Next scene, see my life in Christ and how this dude gets clean.
I used to think I can make it without Christ in my life. I was blind to the light, spiritual cataracts. The rhymes that I write were lyrics of battle caps. I was my own god, I was so flawed. I even stole wards from my own mars. Took a gold card, I had mad diseases. Now I'd rather read his word in the morning than watch Catherine Regis. I used to laugh at Jesus and at believers.
Christ's masterpieces, but now I cherish Christ, cause he loved his parasite and spared my life, so I'm very hyped. For him I spit constantly fervent, with joy that bubbles over like that dishwashing detergent.
What would Jesus do? Make these heathens new. Wanna know my testimony? Read Ephesians 2. Getting high with my friends, with my eyes on some rims, trying to buy me a Benz, about to die in my sins. Beyond conviction, would not listen to what my mind was kicking. Thought the Bible was full of contradictions. Then I read it and got confronted with the fact. The contradictions were like weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Couldn't find them, so the Lord gave me a brighter glow. On mics I flow, that Christ would be highlighted though. But check the equation, that got me excited bro. He dipped his brown man in red blood and I came out white as snow.
I knew the Lord as a young boy, over preteen. Shortly after I was captured and raptured by the street scene. Some the thief steam, I slung the heat mean. And if they brought the ruckus, I'd cut up the beef lean. But something beneath seemed to be lurking in my person, working into my seams. And it wasn't the genes. Could it be that this king, who was stretched on a beam, was calling me to play my position on his team? No more out of bounds or foul balls, I deems. A dude's more important than a don'ts, know what I mean? The blood made me gleam, his love let me see. The 180 was crazy, but exactly what a brother needs.
Two suburbanites, both church deserted Christ.
Perverted murderous types, flirting with skirts in the night.
The dangerous type, playing at Satan's angels alight.
Deranged with a mice, taking the life, dating your wife.
Two-faced, cold-hearted, lying idolater.
Who choose grace, war-started, dying, I gotta trust.
Eyes open, wide shut, lie, trying to hide lust.
Despising the mind, cause it's violent all the time.
The evil within these is a fetus and leaves it condemned.
But Jesus amended these deeds when he pleaded for men.
We could pretend that we're perfect, raised up in suburban churches.
But all of our hearts are dark from the start, and God is searching us.
I was the drunk guy, fake like had heat in the trunk guy. Not a punk guy, cuz gave enough cats to lump die. Rick James, Stevie Wonder, Delic, Parliament, Funk guy. Rock him, Chris, PE all day, pump die. Brown guy, Fox Hunter, aiming with vulgarity. Lady lovable, force nights, brought us back to popularity. Clarity, smash fun when my done met the savior. His behavior changes, forced revision of my nature. Next I'm in church, word coming off the page. Preacher bucking from the pulpit like he had a gauge. During the age of black power, false God supremacy, God led me to his son. Now I'm walking in his energy.
I
oh,
Yeah, yeah, we up in the building. What's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you again. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. And we on part number 3, which will be 2 Thessalonians, chapter number 1. So let's get it. Appreciate everybody tuning in, man. Much love to you. Let's get this word of God, man. Nothing is more important than the word of God. Nothing, nobody is more important than your relationship with God, the Almighty. We should push everything out of the way and put everything back and to the side. Yeah, so that we can get God. Put him first. Get him first. You won't mess up when you do that. Acknowledge him in all of your ways. I'm talking about nothing, nobody more important than God, the Almighty. You can't spend better time, can't make better use of your time than when you're sitting down with God in his word, praying, talking to him, listening to him. You know what I'm talking about? Receiving the kingdom. I'm talking about 2 Thessalonians. Yeah, we humans, man, dealing with this arrogance and pride, thinking that God got the answer to us. No, we have to answer to God. God don't have to answer to us. Now, he will answer you if you get in a relationship with him, and then you know, you can talk to him like that, and he'll answer you now, you know. But who do we think we are? Think that God got to answer us, think we can behave bad, like we can hurt God's feelings. Man, God bad. Yo, I'm going to be bad. Oh, your bad behavior ain't going to hurt God's feelings, Charlie. He God by himself. He God with us worshiping him. He God without us worshiping him. He's still God. Somebody say he is still God, regardless. You don't need your worship. You need to worship. Yeah, we need to worship him. We don't realize, some of us, we think we just don't, we created, we humans, and we just going to live and then pass from the earth and go or stay on the earth. I don't know what humans thinking nowadays. Are they thinking? I don't even know if they're thinking for themselves. Listening to this one and listening to that one. You know what I'm talking about? I don't even know if they using their brain. Anyway, but those of us, we're going to acknowledge God, man. We're going to get the mind of Christ up in here, and we know that God is always in complete control. God is always in complete control. And God is God. Whether we worship him or not, he is still God. Yeah, Jesus is still the Lord. Whether we acknowledge him or not. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Let's go. Get on this part number 3 for this hip hop Bible study, but this episode. 12 verses, 12 little bitty old short verses, man. You know what I'm talking about? But let's go see what they're talking about, though. So, 2 Thessalonians, chapter number 1, verse 1 says, Paul. Well, hold on. Let me read a little bit of the description of 2 Thessalonians. Hold on. Let me read. Before we get to that, let me read some of this description of 2 Thessalonians. It says, since Paul's first letter, 1 Thessalonians, the seeds of false doctrine have been sown. Make sure you're not listening to false doctrine, okay? How are you going to make sure you're not listening? Because if they're not speaking by the Holy Spirit, then it's false. How do you know if it's speaking by the Holy Spirit? Well, who's been training you? Oh, has the Holy Spirit been training you? Or you've been false all the while? So Paul, since his first letter, the seeds of false doctrine have been sown among the Thessalonians. They got a lot of false doctrines going on right now. You can tell because a lot of their churches are still closed. All right? So, seeds of false doctrine has been sown among the Thessalonians, causing them to waver in their faith. That's what false doctrine will do for you. Cause you to waver in your faith, going back and forth, you know, doubting God, believe God, doubt God, believe what? Paul removes these destructive seeds. You don't need false doctrine. You need the truth. The truth hurts, yes, but the truth helps as well. Yeah. If you take heed to the truth that hurts, it will help you. Jesus is the truth. People they get offended so much these days by the truth. But guess what? The truth is not going to change just because you're offended by it. You could try to change the truth up all you want, but the truth's still going to be the truth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jesus is going to be Jesus. We ready to read now. 2 Thessalonians chapter number 1, verse 1, says Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians. In God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, yeah, believers, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly. Your faith, yeah, you don't doubt God. You stop doubting, and now you believe in God more and more. Your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other. Yeah, love, action, is abounding toward each other, right? So that we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God. For your patience, we boasting on your patience and your faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. Because you enduring them, you're being patient, you're getting faith through all the persecutions and tribulations that you're going through, you're enduring, you're learning how to respond like Jesus Christ. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 5 says, which is manifest evidence of the righteous judgment of God. This is manifest evidence. Evidence from heaven on earth of the righteousness of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer. You're not suffering on your own, so can't take it personally, but you're suffering for the kingdom of God. I'm going to read verse 5 again. All right? So it says, which is manifest evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer. Since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you. Uh-oh. Nah. Uh-huh. I don't want to hear that Christianity. I don't hear that Christian response. I want to hear what the word, how God responds. Because people looking at Christians, and they'll think that God act like them. I'm like, man, please. God will bust you up when it's time. Mm-hmm. And he right when he do it. See, you didn't want him to bless you up. So let me read verse 6 again. It says, since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you. Nah. Everybody who's troubling you, everyone who has been troubling you, God is about to repay them with tribulation. And it's a righteous thing with him. Yeah, you can circle that verse. Yeah, you know, God got your back, man. Defense. You know what I'm saying? That's why we got to do right. Treat others how you want to be treated. That's the golden rule. Treat others how you want to be treated. And when people don't do that, man, please. We can't even get past that part, but people be so deep and they all this, that, and the other, right? But can't even treat others the way they want to be treated. Just think about it. What if everybody in the world treated each other how they wanted to be treated? Well, how much more beautiful this world would be. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, let me read verse 6 again. This is 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6. Since it is a righteous thing with God. He asks you. He don't care what you think. He don't care what you thought. It's a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you and to give you who are troubled rest. He's going to give you rest, and he's going to give them trouble and tribulation. I like that. We done got stuck. Somebody say we done got stuck. You ain't got to say that, but I'm just saying we done got stuck, though. 2 Thessalonians chapter 6, it'd be chapter 1 verse 6, we got stuck. That's a good place to get stuck. Yeah, I do get crunk when that payback, you're out. Yeah, yeah, yes, yes. I love it when God be checking stuff. You're right, refrigerator. Yes sir, I got stuck right now. Yeah, cause I mean we go through so much as a people, we go through so much suffering. You know what I'm saying? So when God finally step in, because, you know, God long-suffering. When he finally step in and start busting some things up and getting some things right, because, you know, we living down here and dealing with all this arrogance and pride from people and rejection of Christ Jesus. You see what I'm saying? From people and causing them to reject us. So I'd be like, okay, when God finally do something, you're like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So let's go back over here to where we got stuck at, 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 6. Since it is a righteous thing with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you. That goes to show you and those that trouble you that they're not going to get away with it. God watching everything. His word is true. And to give you who are troubled rest. He's going to give the ones that's troubled rest. Yeah, with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. When the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God. Yep, that's time to get amped up again. More amped up, Rep Raider. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, I take it personally, because that's our Lord Jesus Christ who they rejected. But I ain't gonna take it personal enough to go out there and swing on them and all that. I'm gonna let him do what he do, and I'm gonna do what I do to him. You see what I'm saying? Give him all the vengeance and everything, and let him handle that. Yeah, get him, Jesus. So in flaming fire, he coming from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, God, vengeance coming for you. Verse 9, and I'm getting ready to close. I said, I'm getting ready to close. Yeah, I'm getting ready to close. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction. Ooh-wee. God, everlasting destruction. They live in this temporary life. Like I say, just say the average. And these days, ain't no average people living to 70 years old no more. You know what I'm talking about? But the average person, just 70 years these days. And then compare that 70 years, which we don't really like make it to 70, though, these days. Not everybody. It's not average no more. I don't know what the average age is now that we make it to. But take that little bit of 70 years and compare that to eternity, and you'll see that little bit of 70 years that you spend on earth is nothing compared to eternity. So how you spend that 70 years on earth, okay, is going to determine how your eternity is going to be. How are you spending these 70 years, even though you probably ain't going to make it, okay, the 70? I'm just saying. Look at the world now, man. Coronavirus kicking humans' butt. Kicking humans' butt, man. Especially America, KKK. America think they're so big and bad. And the churches of America can't even open no more. Get out of here. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. From the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, because you don't want his presence right now. You're rejecting it, so you ain't going to get it forever. And be over there in hell looking at heaven and can't get over there. Yeah, being over there in hell looking at heaven. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. When he comes, Jesus is coming. Come, Lord Jesus, when he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. You better believe this word, man. Therefore, we also pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. Now, God gonna do that. Yeah, you got a part to do, but you can't outdo God. And God is doing all this for you. Therefore, we also pray always for you that our God will count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness. Yeah, God count you worthy of this calling, and God fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Come, Lord Jesus. Jesus is coming. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Shout out to you, my love. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Jesus is coming, man. Come, Lord Jesus. We'll get at you next time. Hip Hop Bible Study, a little blood. It's your homie Oasis. I'm out. Appreciate you tuning in. Peace.
Yeah. Advocates of the theocratic rule. We can't wait till it's all over. We're going to a place much better. But in the meantime, we're going to hold it down.
One day I won't cry no more. Can't wait for the day when people won't die no more. Daddy won't say cry no more. Lie no more. In the streets, bullets won't fly no more. Won't feel no pain no more. Won't have to push more. Won't have to strain no more. Won't have to walk lame no more. Won't have to play the game no more.
One day we're taking off, baby. And ever since the Lord saved me, I've been waiting for the day we could say it's all gravy. It's all crazy trying to see life when it's all hazy. And how can I persist to do right when I'm all lazy? Feel me? Too much pain, it all ails me. Vexed cause I can feel the effects of the fall daily. Pain in my chest is strong, let's get on. Come Lord, quick, bring on your eschaton. End the search, start the new earth. Flex your true worth, honor your son. Let him come, perfect the new birth. And we don't gotta prove that God is cool. Just know it, God is true, no more godless rule. So I'm anxious to praise the ancient of days. My brain's still amazed at how I can see the pain is a phase. Soon to be eclipsed at the sun's return. When we get what he gives and not what we earn.
One day I won't cry no more. Can't wait for the day when people won't die no more. Daddy's gonna say cry no more. Lie no more. In the streets bullets won't fly no more. Won't feel no pain no more. Won't have to push more. Won't have to strain no more. Won't have to walk lame no more. Won't have to play the game no more.
It's coming a day that'll be much better than now. No more hurts, no more work by the sweat of your brow. No more drunk drivers driving all out of control. No more facts of being stuck on the side of the road. Believe me, no more turning on the TV. Hearing kids say, for the price of coffee, you can feed me. In fact, no more anthrax in the mail. No jail, no blizzards, no twisters, no hell. It'll be the end of rain and the end of planes. Being hijacked and flown into window panes. It'll be nice, just imagine a world that'll be righteous. No more Middle East crisis. No more drugs, plus no more thugs and pimps. No more beatdowns, no more getting mugged for Tim's. No need for ramps, no need for wheelchairs. No need for weeds, cause you'll feel your real hair.
One day I won't cry no more. Can't wait for the day when people won't die no more. Daddy won't say cry no more. Lie no more. In the streets bullets won't fly no more. Won't feel no pain no more. Won't have to push more. Won't have to strain no more. Won't have to walk lame no more.
Believe me, the rock's steady. He drops heavy, so stop screaming, I'm not ready. God said he's coming like a thief, can't so deep it. He'll creep, it's meant to be unknown like a secret. This is what many are having beef with. God's rotisserie style, I make a brother's teeth prick. Cause he's quick, but not according to our concept of speed. Looking at man, he thought about the depth of our need. So, what this means is he's not slow, the king is waiting to bring kids into Christ for real blingers. So they can sing his praise all because they've seen this. God spill his blood to show his love at its zenith. He proved he cut for them, look what he gave up for them. Paid his life since you can't pay bucks for sin. Justice then cleaned up with long suffering. Big ups to him who gave you and me time to trust in him.
One day I won't cry no more. Can't wait for the day when people won't die no more. Daddy won't say cry no more. Lie no more. In the streets bullets won't fly. No pain, no.
this is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.